It is seriously cold now. The fields are buried in snow, and the farmer's market often feels like it's a million frigid miles away. That makes this time of year perfect for exploring the contents of your pantry. For many, lentils are a pantry staple during the winter. Canada is the leading exporter of lentils. Chef Vikas Khanna of the Indian restaurant Janoon has been cooking with lentils for most of his life. We're talking to him about this versatile legume for today's last chance foods. Hi, Chef. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me here.
So lentils loom large in Indian culinary culture. Why is that?
India grows 1/3 of lentils in the world, and it actually most of it is consumed within the country, which actually makes a statement that being a staple food and being something which is readily available throughout the year, and it's cheap, it's accessible, I think that's one of the reasons lentil became the comfort food of the whole nation.
And tell me more about growing up and your cooking experiences as a child. Do you have an early memory of cooking with lentils?
My first dish which I cooked was lentils, yellow lentils. My grandmother was sick. I was little, 7. So I said, you know, let me surprise her when she wakes up after her afternoon nap. So I do not remember most of the event, but my family remembers it. Like when she woke up, I had the kitchen cleaned and, you know, I had this bowl of lentils, but it had sugar, I forgot, instead of salt.
Ooh.
Whatever I could reach for, just put that, you know. And my mother said that still remains the most sacred food of her entire life because she said that she realized that that was the journey. And nobody complained about that till I had it. And I said, oh God, which idiot made this? You know? I just remembered me throwing it out and saying, oh, this is wrong. And my grandmother said, no, anything made with that purity can never be wrong.
Now, if lentils are a staple food across India, what is it specifically that you do to them coming from the Punjab region? I'm sure different regions have different spices, different ways of cooking lentils, or not. Is it pretty similar throughout the country?
It varies. It varies because the what is being added to them as you cook them. You know, in South, many of the regionals on the Konkan coast, where they have more availability of coconut, you will have them, see them adding coconut milk to it or freshly grated coconut. I never had tasted coconut till I was maybe 16 when I went to my college first time in South India. So I thought that just imagine the world was not, it was Google free world. You know, there was no Google where you can check who was eating what, you know. You come from certain region, you just grow home, we are homegrown kids, you know, we never left our cities as we grew up. But I think the one of the most important differences remains that also that in Punjabi cooking, we do not use mustard seeds to temper the lentils. We always use cumin seeds.
Right. I noticed in your recipe for lentils and rice that we're going to provide on our website, WNYC.org, you have cumin seeds, you have turmeric, and that's it.
That's all about it.
I made some lentils recently. I didn't work up the guts to share them with you. I had them for lunch today, actually. And on the bag, it didn't say that I needed to soak them overnight, but I did anyway because that was part of the recipe I was following. It was surprising to me, though, because lentils are so small. I would think that they wouldn't need soaking overnight, but they do. Why is that?
It depends what kind of lentils you're using. In India, we use a lot of lentils which could be turned into sprouts by soaking them. And some lentils actually to reduce the cooking time too. But also one more very interesting thing about soaking them was, you know, when you take them out of the water right before cooking, the smell of earth in them. That is like nostalgia. It's like, you know, I can't do that anymore. As a child, you rub your nose on earth. There's a stronger connection. And as you grow up, you move further from the earth in so many ways. And this that smell of just taking them out and the smell it leaves in your hand, that aroma is so powerful.
You also, and again, I'm referring to your recipe, you also sauté the spices first.
Yes.
Why is that?
It's in, my language is called tadka or infusion of spices. The spices, as if I put just a small container of a spice in front of you, you might not smell the cumin as a very nutty, aromatic spice. But once I subject it to heat, if I fry it, it infuses the oil with that flavor. So the oils out of lentils, which are the main ingredient of flavor, that is actually enhanced.
And the clarified butter, I always stop when I see a recipe with clarified butter. It's like, oh no, it's relatively easy to do, but I have a mental block about it. olive oil, will olive oil do?
Olive oil
Can
works.
I get away with olive oil?
For you, Amy, olive oil works.
Thank you so much.
For people who are listening to this, olive oil definitely works.
Vikas Khanna is the chef at Janoon, which is located in Manhattan's Flatiron District. Thanks so much for joining us here on WNYC.
My pleasure.
To get his recipe for khichdi, an Indian comfort food dish of lentils and rice, go to the culture page at WNYC.org. This is WNYC.